Welcome to Centered in Compassion, enlisting the support of your younger selves. This meditation is a guided self-hypnosis for tapping into your subconscious mind and enlisting the support of your younger selves. Do you find yourself craving foods you loved as a child? What about being triggered by a harmless comment that sent you reeling because of an emotional attachment to a past event? Or maybe you'd like to find out why you just can't get past the self-sabotage you have around getting places on time. Whatever you are experiencing in your life that may be holding you back from being your best self, you can learn more about, understand, and change the habits and patterns of the past by using this self-hypnosis meditation. If you are ready, find a quiet place where you will not be disturbed or distracted, and get into a comfortable position, either lying down or sitting in a relaxing place. I'd like you to begin by directing your eyes to look up as if you are looking into your own eyebrows, looking up as high as you possibly can while breathing in deeply and exhaling just as deeply, keeping your eyeballs up. Breathe in deeply again and exhaling deeply as well. And just one more deep breath, keeping your eyeballs up, and now just hold that breath for a moment. And now exhale deeply while just closing your eyelids right down. As your eyelids close down, you may notice a fluttering of the eyelids, and that is the perfect indication that you are entering hypnosis. Now, hypnosis is a sleep of the nervous system, and you are not actually going to sleep. You are entering a theta brainwave state and are deeply relaxed. This is the state that is required for you to quiet your conscious mind and allow your subconscious mind to open up to the answers to the questions that you have. Now I want you to just drop your chin down slightly as if you were looking over a balcony or down a flight of stairs. As I count down from 10 to 1, you are going to imagine seeing your feet, hearing your feet, and feeling your feet, treading each and every step as you transcend down this lovely flight of stairs. Stepping down onto step 10, you can see your feet and you are feeling relaxed and going deeper. Taking step 9, and you can feel your feet treading each and every step as you go deeper, sink deeper, drift deeper. Taking step 8, and 7, going even deeper as every sound and noise you hear takes you even deeper to a new level of relaxation. Taking step 6, you are going deeper into an awareness of yourself. Taking step 5 and hearing your feet, you are halfway down. Taking step 4, as you go deeper, drift deeper, sink deeper. Taking step 3, as you are seeing your feet make contact with the stairs and drifting way down deep. Taking step 2 and noticing an even deeper level of awareness of yourself. Taking step 1, just go deeper, drift deeper, sink deeper. That's perfect. Hypnosis is about being suggestible, and I already know that you are incredibly suggestible. And to show you just how incredibly suggestible you are, I would like you to picture in your mind a bright yellow, juicy lemon. Touch the thick yellow rind of the lemon with your fingers now. Feel the texture. Feel it while you're holding it in both your hands. Now lift it up to your nose and just take a good whiff of that citrusy scent, so fresh and vibrant. Now I want you to take a big healthy bite of that lemon and feel that bite of that tartness in the back of your mouth, right at the hinge of your jaw. Notice the salivation come alive in your mouth as you chew that bite of lemon. Just keep chewing that lemon for another moment or two. Your eyes may even water a bit at the tartness. Perfect. Now just let that lemon go. So as you go deeper into an absolutely relaxed state, you are aware of a perfectly wonderful transformation taking place in you. You are aware of that beautiful baby that was you, that newborn baby that came into the world expecting to be loved and cared for and knowing that you were pure love. Feel that essence of that pure love right now. I am going to count backwards from 5 to 1, and on the count of 1, your brilliant mind will take you straight back to the home you lived in between the ages of 2 and 8. 5. Right now you can feel yourself being pulled back, drawn back. 4. You feel yourself becoming smaller, younger, lighter as you go back. 3. The weeks, days, and months are peeling away as you go back. 2. You are going back to being a small child, going way back. 1. And you are standing right outside the front of the home you lived in at the age your brilliant mind has chosen. You feel very safe, knowing we are reviewing the past as if on a TV screen and not reliving the past. I want you now to go into the home and find everything is familiar to you. The smells, the sounds, and the furniture. Now I want you to go to the room where you slept. And in your mind, see yourself as an adult standing outside the door, and you know that in a moment when you open the door, you, as a small child, will be sitting in the room. So right now, see yourself opening the door, and as you open the door fully, you immediately see your younger self. You recognize the small child, and you have a strong connection to the child. I want you to ask that child, "Are you happy?" If your answer is yes, that is perfectly fine. Just relish in that feeling of being happy. If your answer is no, now ask that child, "What is it that someone does or does not do to make you feel so unhappy?" Listen for the answer. With that information, you, now as an adult, have the ability to express compassion to your younger self, to offer love, hope, and encouragement. Tell that younger self that you are becoming a loving parent to them now, and that you are here to give them the praise that they always wanted and needed to hear. Wrap your arms around yourself right now and let your younger self feel that they are loved, cherished, and cared for. Perfect. Now, as I count backwards again, from 5 to 1, your brilliant mind will take you straight back to a significant time between the ages of 9 and 18 to your tween or teen self. 5. Right now you can feel yourself being pulled back, drawn back. 4. You feel yourself becoming smaller, younger, lighter as you go back. 3. The weeks, days, and months are peeling away as you go back. 2. You are going back to being a small child, going way back. 1. And now you are ready, feeling safe, knowing again that you are reviewing the past as if on a TV screen and not reliving the past. This time, viewing your tween or teen self and noticing what you are wearing and who you are with, you may even pick up on sounds or smells. Just be there. Ask your younger self now, are you happy? Once again, if the answer is yes, just relish in that feeling of being happy, knowing you can always tap into that feeling as you recall this happy memory. If your answer is no, ask your younger self, what is it that someone does or does not do that makes you feel so unhappy? With the answer your younger self provides to you, you have the ability right here, right now, to rewrite the script, to empower your younger self to understand the belief she created in that scene. What was the belief that was created in that scene? Was it the belief that you were not good enough? Was it the belief that something you wanted or needed wasn't available to you? Is the belief you created in this scene the same or different from the one you created in your younger self? Whatever the belief was, the good news is that you created the belief, and so now you can dissolve that belief and replace it with a new, more empowering belief. Now that you are an adult and you are no longer either of those ages, you have the power to understand your need at those younger ages for creating such beliefs. And now you are here to set your younger selves free, to release any pain or emotional baggage tied to those beliefs. In your mind's eye, write down the beliefs you associated with that scene. Write it in chalk on a sidewalk. I'll pause as you write. Now picture a giant bucket of water on the sidewalk next to either one or two beliefs that you've created, and pick up that bucket with both hands. Pour that water out from side to side all over those old beliefs, watching them disappear before your mind's eye. As you pour that water over the beliefs that you no longer need, you are letting go, erasing, eradicating, eliminating, and releasing them. They are gone and they are all behind you now. Every imprint, every impression, every thought, every idea that contributed to those old worn-out beliefs are gone and will never affect you again. They are out of your life. Those beliefs are shattered, smashed, and are in the past. They simply cannot, will not, and do not influence you ever again. And now I want you to gather your younger selves in front of you yourself as a brand new baby in the essence of pure love, your younger self from your childhood home, and your tween or teen self. See them all right in front of you now. Gather hands all together in a circle and feel the essence of that newborn baby's pure love radiate through you at every age and collectively gathering in your adult self. Tell your younger selves now that you will always have time for them. You will always listen to their needs. Tell them what they most needed to hear as a child. Praise them. Tell them, you are a great kid. I love you. You're smart. You're interesting. You're clever. You are enough. You matter. You are lovable. You are beautiful. You are capable. You can do anything. I will always have time for you. I will always love you. You will always be safe. You and I have balance now. Now watch as you invite each of your younger selves to join you in your adult life, bringing each one by the hand into your heart. Feel the integration of the love that you have for each other. With your newborn self, your small child self, and your tween or teen self. You are all united as one, ready to work as a fully integrated and loving team, with each and every part of you supporting you fully toward your purpose and passion in life. I will pause as you take a few moments now to appreciate the wholeness that is you. And now as I count you forwards to your full awareness, with each number, you will become more aware of your surroundings. On the count of one, you are becoming more aware of your body, feeling your fingers and toes. On the count of two, you are aware of the room and sounds around you. On the count of three and four, you are taking a deep cleansing breath. And on the count of five, open your eyes, feeling wonderful, feeling amazing, feeling free. Just fill up your lungs and come back to your full awareness right now, knowing the truth. You are lovable. You are enough. You always have been, and you always will be. Namaste.